and severe changes in weather conditions prevail. Terrible snowstorms when there shouldn't be any. Terrible floods. Terrible hurricanes. Terrible tornadoes. And there's going to be, after the rains and all, then there's going to be a terrible drought. See? You can be flooded out, and 3 months later, you can be just as dry as you was wet. It don't take long to change that picture real quick. And he says here in Isaiah 3, as I said a while ago, it says God's going to take away the stay and the staff of bread and water from Judah and Jerusalem. Well, did he just mean Judah and Jerusalem, or are they symbolic of God's people everywhere? It's symbolic of God's people anywhere and everywhere. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 7 and 8, when he was speaking here about wars and rumors of wars in verse 6, he went on in greater detail in that 24th chapter of Matthew. And I want to get to that very carefully. I was going to quote it, but I want to stop, take time to take a look at it real carefully. Matthew 24, verses 7 and 8. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. That means many and varied places of the earth. All these are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, that are the beginning of sorrows. These things are part of the travail that will bring Jesus Christ back to the world, but they are only the beginning of that sore travail upon the sons of men. And for half of that time of travail, at least the church of Jesus Christ is going to be right here on this earth until it is purged and made white and tried and tested until there's no spot nor blemish left in the people of God before Jesus Christ will even think of returning. We're watching the disintegration of the home. We're seeing education, as our president only said yesterday in a very important presidential message, that education in America has deteriorated to where it's a national shame. What they're doing to young people in our high schools, they're absolutely wasting the youth of America with this sordid education that we're dishing out from these perverted teachers and sorry parents. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to reap a bitter harvest. And we're going to be here. If we don't die, we're going to have to endure it. It's terrible, but it's true. And I'm teaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what people don't want to hear. But I tell you, there's some that want to hear it, and I'm preaching to those some that want to hear it. Them jaybirds that don't want to hear it, they can suffer whatever happens to them. But I want to reach the people of our nation that wants to hear the warning. There's a lot of dumb people. There's more dumb Christians than there are wise ones, or foolish ones rather than there are wise ones. It's like these hurricanes, like the one that hit down in Mississippi some 12 or 15 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that, named Camille, they named it. Now those people would not take any warning to the severity of that storm that was swiftly approaching from the Caribbean, coming up through the Gulf, stirring up mountainous waves and torrents of water from the sky and winds whose velocity was, they just couldn't imagine how strong those winds were. They wouldn't believe it. Oh, we're getting our motels right down there on the water. I mean right on the water. All down that coast of Biloxi and Gulfport along there, we'll have a picnic and a holiday and a party. We're going to have a hurricane party, they call it. So they just went in there and got all the booze they could get and the food and locked the doors. The next morning, there wasn't no doors to unlock. There wasn't no doors there. And there was hundreds of bodies scattered all down that coast. The motels were gone, just a few little rubble and ruin there to show there'd ever been any. In 1900, one hit Galveston. They wouldn't nobody pay no attention to it. It drowned 6,000 people. Well, I can't help that. Them weathermen can't help that. But I know one thing, this is the whole truth, and I'm going to preach it. Terrorism is rising in America. Changing patterns in weather conditions is becoming a global problem that even weathermen can't even forecast what's going to happen. They got these baby systems they call now El Nino that spawn all types of weather, tornadoes, hurricanes, terrible rain storms that create floods and landslides and all kind of calamities. And everybody, the weatherman says, this is the worst year in recorded history so far, and there's no prediction. But now they're predicting that in this year and by next year, the very latest, there's going to be severe hurricanes going to come out of the Caribbean by this system that is moving across America. It's in around Texas area now, and it's coming on across. And it won't be long about hurricane season. It starts spawning them things out of the Caribbean when that hot and cool air meets. And all of these great enterprises that have built these condominiums and houses of pleasure and bathing beaches and diving boards and pools right down on the Gulf of Mexico. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, knowing America like I do and Americans like I do, I'd like to go along that coast and see nothing but a white beach and not a sign of condominium ever been there. I'm for it, God. If you want to look up somebody that's for it, I'm for it. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm for it. We were just down there 2 days. That's where I was born and raised. And it's just a hell hole on earth. And that ain't the only hell hole on earth. It's worse hell holes when you go somewhere else. That's modest. That's moderate. They got great temperance there when you go to other parts of the country. Lord, it's very modest. Nudity is modest there compared to what you see most places. God sakes in this world. And you hear this old hue and cry from the preachers. Oh, said we just love each other and Jesus will come. He's about to come any moment, take these scallywag Christians to the marriage supper of the Lamb. There ain't going to be a one of them there. These old rebel, rabble-rousing preachers are hooping and hollering. They're not even going, I don't believe, when Jesus does come. Much less go now. Sorry, rascals. They're destroying about every foundation that a Christian has to build his house of faith upon. What does God want to save people? Save these stinking preachers that are destroying the very foundation and causing men and women to be defeated and destroyed in the aftermath. Phooey. I've got no compassion for them rascals. I've got compassion for the maimed, the poor, the blind, and the halt that don't know any better. That's who we're reaching for. Terrorism, natural disasters that are going to be national disasters are going to fall upon this nation as violence and moral corruption continues to rise unabatedly in the Supreme Court and the federal judges and the local judges, and everybody is going to absolutely go right along with the trend of the crowd when they could stop it. This is the truth, but it's the awful truth. Noah's day is upon us. Genesis 6:5 said what Jesus said in Luke 17:26, that our day would be as Noah's day. What was Noah's day like? Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he'd made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart, and he said, I'll destroy man. Most people in this generation are going to be destroyed by divine judgments. Billions are going to perish in the divine judgments that are arising. And brother and sister, you don't blame me for that. I'm just telling you it's coming. You blame God for it. I mean for the execution of it, but it's the individual that's bringing it on him. It's the preachers that's the main culprits. And how you can honor one of these jerks on television or radio is beyond me. Some of you can look at them jaybirds sit there and gawk and green. Look at him. Ain't nothing sweet about that. Him leading people to hell, leading God's people into his severe judgments, causing the church to have to undergo the most severe chastening it's ever had in the history of man. Then look at one of them birds. I'd like to drop him over to a shark. Yes, I would. Thinking devils tore up the church where there's not hardly anything worth saving. And all in the midst of it, we're letting women preach. We're letting women be ordained. We're letting women have authority. We're putting women to the front. We're following a woman that preaches on radio. I don't care if her name is Marilyn or Joanne. He's still a booger.